someone like Narada Muni or some, you know, indirectly, because Narada was sort of, he was given situations where he couldn't stay in any one place for a very long time. He had to move around, and he lost his mother. But he took all these things as a great blessing, so that he could spread the message of Krishna consciousness. So, in the same way, Srila Narayan Maharaj sort of, like Narada, pops up throughout the scripture. You know, he preaches to Yudhisthira, he preaches to the Prachetas, he preaches to Vyasdev, he preaches to even Kamsa, indiscriminate. So, like that, Srila Gurudev just sort of pops up when he's most needed. And we're all here because we most need him to pop up in our hearts. And I hope he gives us that benefit over the next few days. So I beg everyone to please take advantage of the Sangha, the association, and to perform Shushrusha, to give all services to Srila Gurudev and his company.
Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuramali Kamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo. So we just, you all just, with your heartfelt prayers, sang Sri Guru Charana Padma. So Gurudev defined what Sri means in terms of Sri Guru. Sri means opulence. So all the six opulences, beauty, wealth, fame, knowledge, renunciation, are all situated in Sri Guru. All the mystic powers are situated in Sri Guru. All the spiritual powers are situated in Sri Guru. The power of all the Lakshmis, the goddesses of fortune of unlimited Vaikuntha planets, are all situated in Sri Guru. And the highest Sri, Srimati Radhika, is fully situated in Sri Guru. And then Sriyam, the secret treasure of personal service to Srimati Radhika, is all embodied in Sri Guru. So we've heard that Sri Guru, by the mercy of Sri Guru, one understands the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we also learn from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is Sri Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to Srila Sanatana Goswami about the glories of Sri Guru. Tuliyama Lavanapi, he's quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, that 1/11th of a second of association, real association with a sadhu, with a mahat, cannot be compared with elevation to the heavenly planets, liberation from matter, or achieving all material prosperity, which is for those who are subject to death. Even the greatest material prosperity can't be compared to 1/11th of a second of such association. Bayam dvitiya vinibeshita syat. We're all in the platform of duality and fear since time immemorial, screaming and crawling after the shadow of reality, maya, but only getting shadow, no substance. But the way out of that fear that we've had since the beginning of time is to engage in pure devotional service under the direction of the spiritual master, Bhakti Aika Jaisam Gurudeva Takma, who is more dear than our very Atma, more heavy than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our very heart. When Srila Gurudev just walked in now, our heart just walked in. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he's God, he quotes all kinds of scriptures to glorify his manifestation as Sri Guru. He quotes Jadabharat speaking to King Rahugana, that, O King Rahugana, you should know that without getting the dust of the lotus feet and being favored by a pure devotee of the Lord, nothing can please the Supreme Lord. Nothing can get his favor and give devotional service. even if one gives tremendous amount of dakshin to Guru, even if one fabulously and gorgeously worships the deity, even if one submerges himself in freezing cold water in the winter or under scorching heat in the summer, even if one studies the Vedas elaborately, even if one follows the rules and regulations strictly of sannyas or any varnashram dharma, nothing except getting the favor of the pure devotee. And Prahlad Maharaj is also quoted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, Naishamatis Tavadu Rukramangrin. Unless one gets upon his head and bathes himself with the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, he can never turn his mind to devotional service or the lotus feet of Krishna. Those very lotus feet of the pure devotee itself vanquishes all material existence, birth, old age, disease, and death. Just by his say-so, Krishna does that. So we're more than unlimitedly fortunate to have that opportunity for that association today.
Padmanabha Maharaj is the wife.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshuram Vinutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
We are very fortunate to be in this room on this island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But how have we all arrived here? How have we come into this particular place at this particular time? Shastra is telling us, Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate Satsanga Prapyate Pumbi Sukritair Purvasanchitai. It is telling us in the Shastra that to get the association of a Bhagavad Bhakta, a pure devotee of Krishna, it is required that that living entity, for so many lifetimes, he has had some sadhu sangha, and by that sadhu sangha, meeting sadhu in various places, he has acquired sukriti. He has acquired pious credits. Sukritair purvasanchitai. Now those pious credits, they have matured. And now some samskaras, some impressions have been created. And therefore, the jiva souls now have some awareness. Yes, I must come to the lotus feet of the pure Vaishnava. I must surrender at his lotus feet. I must hear from him. I must try to imbibe the moods that are within his heart. So, it is by this causeless mercy of the Vaishnavas in many lifetimes that the living entity gets this opportunity to develop these deep impressions in the heart. And then finally they mature to the point where he realizes, oh, now my whole life, it must be a life of sadhu sangha. There is no other purpose in this material world except to have this. And if these sadhus were not merciful by their very nature, we would not have such an opportunity. If they did not feel the causeless mercy upon the dina chetasa, those fallen souls who have forgotten their own identities in this material world, if they were not causelessly merciful upon them, then there would be no opportunity to meet them. So this is their very nature, and their qualities and nature are described all throughout Shastra, like in the teachings of Lord Kapila Dev and in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Titikshava, Karunika, Suhrida, Sarvadehinam. They are very tolerant and merciful by nature. Titikshava Karunika Suhrida Sarvadehinam. They are the best friend of all living entities who are embodied in these material bodies, wandering lifetime after lifetime. They have all the living entities in this world have never met such a good friend. He is actually their only friend. And if he did not come, if he did not take it upon himself to wander all over the world, to come into the very homes of the fallen souls, and to touch that place with his lotus feet, there would be no possibility for the living entities to ever be delivered from this horrible, ghastly material existence and to attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So this is their causeless mercy. And although, as Gurudev said, why have you called me here? Actually, Gurudev has even himself created this urge within us to call him here. Because he came at first so many years ago, at least about 10 years ago now, by his own causeless mercy, by his sweet will, he came without being called. And then as soon as he came and showered his mercy upon everyone, their hearts blossomed, their hearts woke up, and they understood, yes, I must take shelter of the lotus feet of Sadhu. So now we are so fortunate that again in our life, we don't know how long we have to live. We don't know if we have one more day, one more year, or what will be our condition in the future. But as Gurudev always says, forget the past. It is already gone. And simply forget about trying to scheme about the future. It will come anyway, regardless. But in the present time, just try to do bhajan. Try to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. And this will be the most auspicious opportunity that you've had in millions of lifetimes. So now we have the opportunity for this 1 week to sit at the lotus feet of the Mahabhagavat Rasik Vaishnava, who has come directly from Braja to shower the nectar of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna on the heads of all the conditioned souls. So we bow down at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev and humbly.
कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वशे
First of all, may millions of dandavat in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parashishin Bhakti Kanchan, Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and Saint in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parashishin Bhakti E Danta Swami Goswami Maharaj. Here, when I came, first of all, I remember Mula Prakriti. She was very kind. She has served his Gurudev, Prabhupada, so much. And with his relation, she served me so much. And she revealed me in whole world that how was the relation with Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and myself, and how I have served him. Not only by telling, two books she made, relation with
my lasting relation.
The lasting relation.
And
my Sikshaurian Priya Bandhu.
And last book, what?
Our Srila Prabhupada, our friend to all.
That book also. If anyone wants to know my relation with Swamiji, they must read that. And I think that whole world now knowing that what relation was. Even she quoted the last meeting of Swamiji and myself, and what he was weeping, how weeping, and told what and what he ordered to me. So I'm indebted to him, I cannot forget. But I have come only to remind you all in the whole world that what Bhaktivedanta Swamiji has told, what our Guru Parampara has told, what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhupada Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami told, Rupa Goswami, same thing, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj preached in whole world in a couple of years. Very wonderful that. In a couple of years, he traveled whole world, and not only countries, but in mountains, in oceans, and everywhere. Here also in Honolulu. Perhaps here he has not.
This island, yes.
Okay? In all places. In ocean. He used to write books in Honolulu. I followed him and also I. So, okay, what he told? Only I came to remember that you should be my Labdhva Sudhurdhvavidam Bhavsham Manushyam Arthatam Manityam Abhiya. Not only this, he has reminded us in the Bhagavad slok, the Guru Karna Dharam.
Nidhyam Agdam Sulabham
Sukalpam. Nidhyam Agdam Sudhurdhvam
Sukalpam.
Sudhurdhvam Sudhurdhvam Pram Sukalpam Guru Karna Dharam. Mayanukullan Navayasvate Ritam.
Uman Bhavabdhim Nataret Satmaha.
You are very fortunate, we are all very fortunate, that now we have human form. You should not think that it is very easy. Even demigods and all others, they want to be human in this world. Because here, in human form, it is Arthada. What Arthada? Sarup Arthada. What is about transcendental nature,
form?
What is about religion? That Sarup Dharma. To serve Krishna and Radhika. Especially in the mood of gopis, highest, that has been told in Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajesha Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavan Ramya Kajutuparsuna Bhajavadvanevi Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaru. That in this human form you can serve Radha and Krishna. You can have association of high class of Vaishnava. World is never empty by that kind of sadhu. In any way they are always present. Otherwise world will be finished. Even Narada, even Vyasa, Sukadeva Goswami and all others, they are traveling in so many forms, we cannot recognize. So having this human form, at once, without delay, what you should do? If it is not dead, before that, at once, not tomorrow, Not today,
just now.
You should be initiated with any high class of Guru and in his guidance. Try to follow the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Guru Goswami and your life will be successful. Enjoyment of the life, sense gratification is everywhere. Give this moment of to follow all these instructions. Don't waste a moment. Take out all your sense gratifications. Throw it out in the ocean.
Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean.
Like volcano throwing lava inside the ocean.
Try to serve Radha and Krishna from today. We don't know when death will come. It may be that just after a moment, what may come?
Tsunami.
Tsunami waves can come.
Volcanoes, lava.
Volcano. Tsunami, volcano, hurricane, earthquake.
So, don't be engaged in sense gratification, all these things. It will be hog, pig, donkey and all other things. Why you will have easily have all these things? Why you are worried for this? Let this life should be engaged in Krishna service. If you are really chanting the holy name, powerful name of Krishna, and hearing the powerful Harikatha from the mouth of a Gopa Vaishnava, what it will be? Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janate Asu Jnanancha Ahetukam. If you are really from the core of heart, you are listening the Harikatha of Krishna and chanting, then what will be? At once,
detachment
from world, intoxications, everything, lust, at once it will come. And all kinds of tattva gyan, relation with Krishna, prema bhakti will come. But if lust is not going, and you are going to marry five times or six times or even ninth time, then what is this? Nonsense? One marriage is what?
Sufficient.
And after that Harikatha you should decide from this. Not only for men, gentlemen, even for ladies too. They are not free to marry 100 times. Oh, never, never. So, but rest of your life, this time should be given in Krishna bhajan. Then your life will be successful. I think Swamiji Maharaj, anywhere, not in these words, but anyhow in other words, he has told all these things. This is the essence of all the literature, Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Why you cannot remember? After going mean, why you become weak? You should not be weak. Don't try to marry. I have given your marriage to Krishna himself. Then why to such another mortal husband? Bogus thing. What rascal? I'm not telling, Swamiji Maharaj telling. So, I request you all, give this rest life, your whole energy should be given in Krishna consciousness. Help others also. Don't try to be engaged in sense gratification and all other bogus things. You should not worry also for your maintaining or of your life. If Krishna can maintain all whole birds and trees and everyone, why he will not maintain us? If sufferings are coming without calling, then why, if this happiness is there, why it will not come? Krishna will himself beg and bring all the needful things that we want. Why you are so lucky? Very powerful words. So, you should engage yourself in Krishna consciousness. Go, Prema. One thing also, that please make the subject of classes,
schedule,
and fully speak in morning or after that in evening. In evening I must come. Other times you should all engage, because you will have not to cook, automatic going on. Only sit down for taking prasadam. So, you should make Kali well, Padmanabh Maharaj, and
Ashram Maharaj,
Ashram Maharaj,
Jagalji
Maharaj, Ashram Rani,
Maharaj Sahasriya. You, local person, you local person, Mahabharat. Mahabharat, they are Mahabharat. Very qualified person. Also, I'm very happy to meet with so many devotees like him after so many long time. Others also. I'm very happy that all have come from so far.
Vinita Idi has come along with her husband from Florida. Her husband also come over there.
Yes. Also, they have come from what? India. Meet me here. So I am very, very much happy. One thing, I want to invite you to Navadvip. This year, we will do new parikrama.
New place.
A new place. So, I want some mardanga badak and kirtaniya. So all mardanga badak and kirtaniya like Saman Kumar and
Kirtan.
What name?
Kirtan Kumar.
Krishna Chaitanya.
Krishna Chaitanya.
Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Nath, and so many are here. And also kirtaniya like so many.
And kirtan will do kirtan.
Radha Nath Prabhu. Pushpadanta Prabhu. Very good kirtaniya. I want all. So you should come. At least 1,000 from West country. Not West country. And you will have to help for that project. This is new thing. So, and we are doing something that all devotees can be
accommodated.
What subject should be dealt with here? You should think and tell.
Who are factors there? Hello, how are you looking there?
You?
Yeah.
How are now you? Okay. Very good.
চলুন সাগরা বাইতে গেল
Thank you.